Good morning, saints and friends and visitors this morning. We welcome you here at the house of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. And we would pray that you would be with us and that you would during this service. And at this time, we will have a ministry of music by Jennifer and Vida. Jennifer and Vida, thank you for that wonderful gift this morning. I'm thankful for our Lord for the talent that he has given to you and for your effort to develop that talent and to share it with us this morning. Again, welcome. In the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome you to this house of worship. and pray that you have come in preparation to receive his Spirit, to hear his word, and to strengthen your testimony of his Son in these the latter days. Up with me this morning, I have Elder Steve Brindle bringing our invocation. Elder Ray Wheeler will bring in our benediction. And of course, the spoken word will be brought by our dear brother, Elder Steve Willie. And I would ask for your continued prayers for him this morning. The call to worship will come from the book of Revelations, the third chapter, verses 19 through 21. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. With those words in mind, would you turn with me to hymn number 201, 201, Redeemer of Israel. We will stand for the singing of this, and after that, our invocation will be brought by our dear brother, Elder Steve Brindle. 201.
Remember them and bless them as well. We pray In Jesus' name, amen.
If you would, at this time, bow with me as I bring a prayer over our offering this morning. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we have come to your house of worship this morning, expecting to receive that Spirit and to offer up our time and our talents to you this morning. Lord, we pray that as you move about those that are gathered here, that they give as they are able to. Lord, we pray that you would bless them, and that you would strengthen them, and that those funds that are received this morning, Lord, would go forward to your work in this latter day, and that those that are directed over them may do so with your Spirit attending them. So, Lord, at this time, we thank you for all the blessings that you have given to us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our scripture lesson for today comes from the book of Mosiah, the second chapter, verses 13 through 17. Believe in God, believe that He is, and that He created all things both in heaven and in earth. Believe that He has all wisdom and all power, both in heaven and in earth. Believe that man doth not comprehend all things which the Lord can comprehend. And again, believe that ye must repent of your sins and forsake them, and humble yourselves before God and ask in sincerity of heart that He would forgive you, And now if you believe all these things, see that you do them.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vida. Thank you, Jennifer. It wasn't that long ago that Jennifer was thinking she would never be able to play again. She had a serious illness. But through prayers and administration, she was healed to such a degree that she can stand before you and play like she did. What a talent. What a gift. It's a marvelous thing to have these gifts, you know. You all have at least two. You have the gift that was given you when you received your patriarchal blessing. And if you haven't, please seek the Lord out about your patriarchal blessing. And you have another gift. The Lord said that you have the gift of three things that He will give to you if you ask. That's time, wealth, or skill. Some of you have all three of them. Some of us only have one. Plus the gift that was given to us on the day of our patriarchal blessing. The Lord said, seek ye earnestly the best gifts, always remembering for what they are given. They are given for the benefit of those who love me and keep all my commandments, that all may be benefited that seeketh or that asketh of me. That asketh, and not for a sign, but that he may consume it upon his lust. As I stand here behind this pulpit, I'm reminded of a testimony that was given about a pulpit. Don't know if it was this one or not, through Brother Fred Moore, remember? He said he saw in a dream a man in a carpenter outfit tap, tap, tapping on the pulpit. And it was just a beautiful scene. The light was so beautiful, as Fred told it. He couldn't believe how clean those overhauls were. He just marveled at how they were blue, but they were clean, so clean and bright. And he was given to know that that was the Lord building up the pulpit ministry. We need to do that. Therefore, I ask an interest in your prayers that through this pulpit ministry, you can be blessed and I can be blessed. For the Lord loves to send us these blessings. You know, the years come and go. And sometimes we feel like we're spinning our wheels, if you would. I might ask you this question, what are you becoming? Are you becoming prideful? Are you becoming haughty? Are you becoming something that is not conducive for children of God? Or are you becoming humble and full of love and full of sacrifice? I'll say it that way. You see, what we are is God's gift to us. But what we become is our gift to Him, you see. My greatest fear, I have some, as we all do, probably. They're not bad fears, but there's one fear that I'm very concerned about. I'm concerned about when the day comes when I'm on the other side and an acquaintance comes up to me and says, Steve, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me about this gospel and about this Book of Mormon? I didn't know that existed. You know, that's a great fear I have. So we have to be valiant in testimonies, brothers and sisters. Because the day will come that perhaps you will be approached, might be in this life, when someone would come to you when you're very aged and say, Steve, why didn't you tell me? Or John Doe, why didn't you tell me about this beautiful gospel that you have? And in the Book of Mormon are the prayers recorded for the emblems that we administer every month. They're not in the Bible. Those two prayers are not in the Bible. There's so much in this Book of Mormon that we should be thankful for. Got a few little cuts and scrapes on my hands. From yesterday, I was cutting some stone there around the house. Seems like it has taken me forever, but I'm getting it done. And I couldn't help but think of the chisel and the little hammer that was used in the writings of the Book of Mormon here. See, you can't erase those words if someone wanted to correct themselves. They couldn't just take an eraser and correct it. They have to use the words, or rather. You see that from time to time in the Book of Mormon, don't you? Or in other words. And I gained a keen appreciation for the labor that went into this Book of Mormon and the recordings of it. How precious that is to us. Do you know what you have? We've talked about that before. As I was sleeping in the middle of the night and was awakened, I've talked to you about it before. I want to mention it again because we have some visitors. I heard a voice that set me straight up in bed and said, do you know what you have? I looked around. There was no one there. Perhaps I don't know what I have. But I know that if I inquire of the Lord, He will bless me. Just as He blessed Oliver when He said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, blessed art thou for what thou hast done, for thou hast inquired of me. And behold, as often as thou hast inquired, thou hast received instruction of my spirit. If it had not been so, thou wouldst not have come to the place where thou art at this time. You know, if you haven't read section 76, I don't want to use that word read. If you haven't studied section 76 lately, would you do that as soon as you can? Joseph and Sidney said about the terrestrial glory. You have the celestial, terrestrial, and telestial. You know that. And again, we saw the terrestrial world, and behold, and lo, behold, these are they who died without law. These are they who are honorable men of the earth, who were blinded by the craftiness of men. These are they who receive of the presence of the Son, but not of the fullness of the Father. Wherefore they are bodies terrestrial and not bodies celestial, and differ in glory as the moon differs from the sun. We'll have, I don't want to say we, but there will be those who will end up in the terrestrial glory. They're not valiant in testimony. That's a scary thought, isn't it? Are you valiant in testimony? What a God we have, brothers and sisters. They'll have the presence of the Son, but not the fullness of the Father. What a travesty upon those. So it's simply our duty, our obligation, to be valiant in testimony, to tell the world, to show the world through the preached word from the pulpit or over your back fence. The Lord needs you to do that. He's calling you to do that, brothers and sisters. I think it begins with a reverence for the word. A reverence for this sanctuary. Reverence is more than just being quiet in the sanctuary. It's a discipline of thought, you see. Not only here, but in your daily walk. It's a discipline of thought. King Benjamin said, I can't tell you all the many ways you can sin, but I can tell you this, that if you don't watch yourselves in your thoughts, your words, and your deeds, it goes on to say that the Lord can't use you. And if we don't do that, we make it a ritual. If we don't reverence coming here to this sanctuary and thanking the Lord for every sunrise and sunset, if we don't do that, these things become a ritual, you see. A ritual is of man. Ordinance is of God. And thus, Satan cheats our souls and leads us down to hell, as is described in the Book of Mormon. We can have these experiences, brothers and sisters, if we ask the Lord for them. I want to see again a glow of light coming through that middle window onto a pulpit that was setting up here for an early morning priesthood service that shone right down on that Book of Mormon. A little shaft of light. Joe will remember that. I can't wait for it again to come and shine right down on the Holy Scriptures. As was actually what happened one day too. Same type of setting. I can't wait for that beam of light that was as wide as those pillars that came one morning at choir practice up here. It shined right down on that pillar, came up, and it's an 18-inch band. I can't tell you how white it was. It was white, shouldn't be even in the sittings. It was so bright, and it came down and it landed on that pillar. We remember those things, don't we? I can't wait for those things to happen again. And you know what? We don't need to look for them as a sign, because the signs cometh for those who believe. And we believe, don't we? But these are, they're not incidental things, but they are great things that the Lord gives to us from time to time to what? To strengthen our faith. To build up our faith and to give us that which we need from time to time. Brother Eric read a scripture that I'm going to read. He read it in class this morning. Nevertheless, they did fast and pray oft and did wax stronger and stronger in their humility, and firmer in the faith of Christ, unto the filling their souls with joy and consolation. Yea, even to the purifying and the sanctification of their hearts, which sanctification cometh because of their yielding their hearts to God. Nobody can put it any better than that from our old brother Helaman. You know, in the King James Version, it says, blessed are they who do hunger and thirst after righteousness. And it stops right there. But the Inspired Version goes on to say, who come unto me. You see? Oh, we can hunger for and thirst for things and food and whatnot. But if we don't come unto Him, what good will they do? One of these days we need to have a class on that Sermon on the Mount of the Beatitudes. We need to look at those with a keener eye and a keener understanding. I remember my grandfather coming to me. I've got his patriarchal blessing. It's pretty old. Alexander H. Smith gave that to him. Oh, boy. That's powerful. Wonderful. One of these days, I'll share a little bit of that with you. You know, the Lord said, purify your hearts and cleanse your hands and your feet before me that I may make you clean. We can cleanse our hands. We can get clean. We can even sanctify ourselves. But only God can cleanse us, as he says. Even Jesus Christ says, that I may make you clean. Oh, do we know what we have? Brothers and sisters, we have everything given to us. And yet the Lord still calls us to come up higher, doesn't he? Hymn 350 in your great book says, I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day, are we? That's a question that I ask myself. Am I gaining new heights every day? What am I becoming? The Lord said through the old prophet, the spirit that we have right now in this life, when we die, is it the same spirit that will meet us on the other side? That'll be our spirit, you see. So if we're humble and full of love and have been trying to do the Lord's will all our life, that will be restored to us again. But if we don't care about our neighbor, if we're not valiant in testimony, we'll be restored to that as well. You know, the Lord said, grace upon the souls who try. I remember Brother Arthur Oakman, he died at age 70, bearing his testimony, and you've heard that testimony, perhaps, or you've read it. I had the privilege of knowing him, not very well, but I knew his sister, too, May Kramer. What a sweetheart. And when they were little kids, didn't have two nickels to rub together. Cupboards were so bare. But they had a slice of bread. And this man came and asked if he could share their food with him, if they would share their food with him. And the mother took that little bit of nothing that she had and put a little meal together. I think it, the way it was described to me, was that it was just a piece of bread and something else I can't remember. But that gentleman, servant of the Lord, took that bite and he left. And he, to hear it in those kids' words, Arthur and May, that man walked right through the light pole. If you ever get a chance, look at page 678 in your Book of Mormon. I hope you can do that today, in fact. about the three Nephites. And as they, as before he left, he said to the mother of Arthur and May, "You will not have need of basket nor store from this day forth." You will never have want, was the word he used, of basket nor store from this day forth. And he left, and May and Arthur watched him walk right through that pole. And when their daddy came home that day from work, he came home, opened up the door, he grabbed his wife by the waist and swung her around and said, "Honey, we will not have one of basket nor store from this day forth." He'd gotten a promotion that day. You know, we can have those experiences, brothers and sisters. It says about that on page 679. Now, this change was not equal to that which should take place at the last day, this change we were talking about. But there was a change wrought upon them, these three Nephites they're talking about, insomuch that Satan could have no power over them, that he could not tempt them, and they were sanctified in the flesh, that they were holy, and that the powers of the earth could not hold them. They could walk right through that light pole. You see, this is the God we worship. How blessed we really are. I wanted to talk just for a moment about this comparing the word into a seed. And you know where that's at. That's in Alma 16. Now this seed, you need to give place for it in your heart. And you have to nourish it. You have to plant it first. Nourishment. Nourish it. And take great care of it. And let it begin to grow and swell in your mind, as Alma was talking about there on page 423, Alma 16. You need to let that swell in your heart, that it may take root, brothers and sisters. Now, if you're looking at your Book of Mormon, that verse 157, that's omitted in all the other Book of Mormons before the 1908 edition. I don't know why. You have to have our committees, I guess. But it's back in this 1908 version. And it says, "Now behold, will not this strengthen your faith? Yea, it will strengthen your faith. For ye will say, I know that this is a good seed. For behold, it sprouteth and bringeth and beginneth to grow." And when you study that work of Alma there, comparing the word to the seed, really study it and understand it. That there's so much in there that we're missing. I verily say we're missing. Because, you see, it's a type and a shadow. And we'll make a study of that one day. I can't wait to do that. There's just enough time. Just enough time. We think, oh, Lord, how much time do we have before Zion comes? Or how much time before this or that happens? Let me tell you, there's just enough time. And not anymore for us to cast away those things and let those things fall from us, like Brother Brad was saying at the 9:30 service. Fall is here and the leaves are falling. Let us let those things that are stopping us from being a perfect people fall from our eyes and fall from us so that we can have a new beginning. You see, what a God we have. Through repentance, you see, He can do all things through us. I hope I'm not yelling. I'm sure trying not to. But we don't have much time, brothers and sisters. I'm just telling you the way it is. when my mother-in-law, God rest her soul, was in the hospital delivering a twin, also had an experience that she never forgot, and she passed that down to us. And she was in the hospital delivering my wife, actually. She was a twin, had a brother, and there was a great complication that came. And the father was given a choice. Who do you want us to save, the children or the mom? That's a tough decision there. He said, I can't accept that. I'm not going to accept that. I pray that all three will live to serve the Lord. So that morning came for the delivery, and a gentleman walked in the door, came and administered to Mom. She'd never seen him before. Never didn't know him from Adam. He was leaving the room to go out, and Mom called out to May, Arthur Oakman's sister. They were the best friends, and those testimonies, I'll never forget them. Mom says to May, stop that man at the door right there. Tell him I want to thank him. And May turned around and said, what man? Mom said, that man right there, get him. Tell him to come back. I want to see him. May says, Henrietta, you just need to rest. Because she didn't see that man. Well, we verily believe that possibly it was one of the three Nephites. Needless to say, she lived. And those kids live today. They're about 67 years old. You see, brothers and sisters, we can have those testimonies if we ask the Lord for them. I could share testimony after testimony with you. Suffice it to say that the Lord loves you and He wants to help you, so let Him. And how can you let Him? You can let Him by yielding your heart to God and His Son, Jesus Christ. You know, you really can do anything you want. If it's expedient for you, you can do anything you want through Jesus Christ. Oh, what a God we have.
Thank you, Steve. I enjoyed those words and look forward to hearing those testimonies. Susan, thank you for being with us this morning and being our accompanist. Appreciate that. In closing, would you turn with me to number 361, He Leadeth Me. And after that, our service will be closed by Elder Ray Wheeler, 361.
Father, we thank you for allowing us to share together this morning, Father. Thank you for the words that our brother Steve has brought to us. Thank you, Father, for this gospel that you have blessed us with, the hope that we have, Father, and for the needs that we have, Father. We pray that those words and the message that we've received will swell up in our hearts, Father, to make us closer and dearer to you, Father, by following your word and obeying your commandments and living the life you've called us to live, and by bearing the testimony of your Son, even Jesus the Christ, whom we worship, Father. Thank you for him. Bless each one of us, Father, as we go from here this day, that the power and presence of your Spirit would be within us, that those around us would want to know about this gospel and hear the testimony that we have. Bless each one, Father, and we are so thankful for your gospel and for your love and for the presence of your Son. Bless and be with each one, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.